My heart so cold, I think I'm done with ice. Say, if I leave her, she gonna die. Well, bitch, you done with life.
Let's go.
Man, I pull up with no knife because I bring guns to fight. Uh-huh. So you got that sack. I got that sack. But ain't no ones in mine. Nope. Nope. Too raw. Dope. You know I'm one of the goats. She let me put it in the back of her throat. Okay, walk in the back with the M in the choke.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a deposit. Let him try to play with his money. Shawty gonna take off your noggin. Can we start the episode?
Yeah.
You win karaoke.
I know. He listened to the song four times on the way home.
Yeah. I had to memorize the words.
Hey, yo, it's your boy D Black. Oh, wait, my bad.
It's not come D on, Black. Dude.
Hey, shout out to D Black. You know who we like? You remember when Cleveland left Family Guy?
And
when
they do the
and when did his own joint? Yeah, that's how I feel. We missing somebody.
Yeah, he looked like yeah, my
Black FaceTime in the day, and he just looked so ran through. Nah, for real, he looked like he going through it. He was like, "What's up, man? I just needed a familiar face." I'm like, "You don't shut your faggot ass."
Whole time he talked to Shawty every
like
day.
He
got to because I asked Shawty, I said, "You talked to him?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I just want to make sure he was alive." Shit.
He ain't hit you up. He said he was gonna hit you up when he got on the phone with me.
He a bitch ass nigga. I'm still mad about that. I was jealous when you said he hit you up. That's just like that. You be getting jealous when we be like,
y'all be group FaceTime and my joint say call wait.
I told you get a you need an iPhone.
I know you should have got an iPhone. Nah, we told brother the other day, we was like, we going to go. And you was like, oh, I guess I ain't going.
Yeah, it sounded like a
little. Look, real talk, we 30 episodes in.
We got to introduce ourselves.
We got to introduce ourselves.
I know. I was going to introduce the fact we on episode 30.
Oh, 30?
30.
Sheesh.
Yeah. What's your name is? Gangsta.
I'm just his least favorite.
Uh-huh. I'm daddy now. You already know what it is.
Chizzy Chad coming again to you live.
Hey, look. Last, the other week he was Chadwick Reed.
Yeah, Chad. I thought you said you done with nicknames.
Nah, I'm back.
You okay, back? Need to get one haircut with a curl spun. You go crazy.
Ooh. Now the peekaboo.
Man.
Oh man.
Oh, all right. Before you rant, Chizzy, can you tell us where it's 5 o'clock?
Oh, absolutely. Hold on.
I gonna Google it.
Let me spot the blizz now. Uh-huh.
How we doing?
All right, Lil Wayne. Mixtape Wayne up here.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Like, we 30 episodes in. I'm still tired of this fat fucking fingers. Like, 30 of time. Oh my God. Anyway.
Bruh, can you tell us where
power I know. Damn.
Let me get the.
You lit the blunt for 45.
Yeah, let me get the fire right.
Let me get the fire right, man.
All right, so right now, what time is it?
It's 3:25.
Okay.
A.M. It's A.M.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock wherever Black is.
It's 5 o'clock in Cambodia.
Look it up.
Yeah,
I ain't looking it up.
I'm going to look it up, and I bet it's wrong. I'm so sick of you.
Niggas don't be believing shit.
No. Because you haven't been right once.
Cambodia.
Anyway.
Mark my words.
I got some shit.
Bro, one time, I think it was 5 o'clock here and you was wrong.
Yeah.
It's like 5:15 here.
You
said somewhere else.
Yeah, that nigga said LA. I was like, it's...
mind your business.
I got some shit to say, though. I just don't get how niggas go out every weekend and don't go home with no pussy. I done went out 2 weekends in a row and went home. Well, I ain't jacked my dick yet, but I know what's going to happen. I'm jacking my dick on your couch because I'm not going home. But
I'm jacking my couch, bro. Go to the bathroom. Have some decency.
I'm going to sit on the floor. But, like, niggas really go to the club, the bar, and really go, like, scam for women, buy drinks all night, strike out.
Go home empty handed.
And they do this every fucking weekend. You see it in the movies and shit. You thought it was you thought it was fake until you grow up and you're like, damn, niggas really do this shit. And I still don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, how niggas can literally spend $40 to get no pussy.
Now, I can't go out every weekend anyway.
Well, we're at an age now, and we're in different positions where we can't. We just so happen to go out two weekends in a row to the cheap place. You know what I mean? But either way, and when we go to the GOAT, we see the same faces every time. The
same exact people.
Same guys. Same little horse. Shaped like slices of pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
But
real big speaker. But like, I just don't understand it. And it's just one of those things that baffles me as an adult. But
you know somebody that do it. Hmm? You know somebody personally that do it?
No, but like, you go on social media. Whole time you go on social media, you see different women that's at the club and at the bar every weekend, getting these free drinks and going home, laid in that same bed they always laid. Cause you know what they sheets look like.
The funny thing is, they'll take pictures and be in the snap videos with the dudes. And then they think, yeah, I'm going home with her. You just spent $80 for no reason.
Right. Somebody took a picture of me tonight. I will never see this bitch again. On game. Fuck wrong with you. So I remember you from last week. You ain't fucked me last week. You ain't gonna fuck me this week.
That's what took y'all so long to come to the goddamn car. I was out there for a good 53 minutes waiting too. Used a half a tank of gas waiting for y'all.
You was about there about 46 minutes.
Yeah. I looked at Marion twice and said, well, we need to go.
And like, I was like, yeah, we need.
And we just kept sitting there. I'm sorry. Like, I ain't drinking or nothing. It's just
talking.
Just talking.
I was putting people on the podcast. We got two new people, actually.
We're good.
Nice. And then the GOAT said we can put a banner up there. Yeah. So, sponsorship coming soon, people.
Yeah. Go to the GOAT.
Yeah, the GOAT. The GOAT Bar.
The GOAT Bar. Glenwood.
Half off drink Saturday nights.
Man.
That's why we up at 3:00.
And that's why I'm talking on some Flintstone shit. Why I just moving slow.
MJ, what we got today?
Let's see. First topic. What we got, fellas? First date.
My man was in the bar tonight.
On his first date. First date. What constitutes a date?
For one, she was out of his league, okay? I said it here first.
You think so?
Yeah, she was way too cute for him. I wanted her. I almost took her.
Well,
I'm on that. But now, what? I just feel like the first time you hang out, is it the first time you hang out, or is it the first time you spend money? What was y'all?
I guess we would have to define what a date is first.
Right. What a date is. So,
what is a date?
A date is that the time spent? It's got to be time spent getting to know.
I've always thought a first date money had to be spent.
No, I think money is overrated in a date. Because you can have a great time with little to no money.
Have you ever had a first date that didn't cost you money? Haven't, right?
No. Because exactly. I think that's the go-to move, though. It's like the stigma. Like, you have to spend money. If you think outside the box, It really won't be that bad. I mean,
I still feel like money got spent
somewhere. So somewhere, question: somehow, spending money.
You inviting a female to your place, or you know, the female inviting you to their place for the very first time to hang out? Uh-huh. You know, kick the shit, probably, you know, get some takeout, all that. Is that a date?
Money got spent takeout.
All right, let's remove the takeout.
Okay.
A walk in the park.
So a Netflix and chill type shit.
Is a walk in the park a date?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because
why is it not a date?
It is. Me personally, my first date usually is food, public lit place, just to make her feel comfortable. The second date is usually the walk in the parks and shit like that.
Romantic.
Yeah, you going there.
Well, I just like to make women feel comfortable, because a lot of women in this day and age are scared to meet a man, especially if it's a man they haven't literally met.
Yeah, that's because I was about to say, that's because you meet all your hoes online. Like,
What's wrong with that?
If this was a person,
it's a digital world.
Is it?
Yeah. You can pay all your bills online.
Yeah, it's a digital
world. Like, I mean,
I think we talked about that briefly a couple weeks ago.
You gotta be innovative.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't have to worry about the comfortability of the other person had you meet that person in person.
I mean, I get what you mean. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I guess.
Even me, like, I just like meet somebody in person just because she can't cause the scene in case I got let's say she wasn't what I thought she was when I got there. I can just peace out without her causing a whole big scene. If you cause a scene in here, like, they gonna call the cops.
You going to jail
now. What? So tell me this. What was y'all's first date?
It always involves spending money.
Yeah. Was your first date spending money?
Well, I mean,
do you remember y'all first date?
I remember the first time we kicked it. I was actually in North Carolina. I was living in New York at the time, mm-hmm. I believe. And I was in.
Was it that weekend we went to Burner Bash?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not that weekend. It was another weekend after that. I was in North Carolina for some kind of job shit with my old company. And I remember I took her to lunch. And, I mean,
it's just easier to just, I know it's, I don't mind spending money, especially if it's on food. You know me. I trick on a bitch for a dinner that I can eat at.
And you also put the eat in cheek. it seems appropriate. Yeah,
you can't cheat in public. I know better than cheating in public anyway. But that's neither here nor there. But now, like, I just feel like first dates are like, how many first dates have been only dates for y'all? Has it been a lot? I had a lot of first dates be only dates.
Yeah, like this ain't it.
This ain't it.
But did you spend the money?
I don't, like I said, I got a meal out of it, so I'm fine. I needed to eat anyway.
Like you said, like I've never really. It all boils back down to what is a date. Like
what is a date? Like, seriously, like
it's spending time and getting to know somebody, mm-hmm. and I'm not gonna say you don't have money is not a date. I think it's who you're with and what you're doing.
What the purpose of why y'all? Okay.
Are we talking just to hang out? Or are we talking to get to know each other to progress further? Or right. What is the deal here?
How about say, because like, let's say my last situation or relationship.
8 dates.
Yeah. Now, and those are 8 first dates.
Now, the first date. Yeah. The movie was about you.
Nah, that little bitch was brain dead or something. Anyway. Now I'm talking about my last like relationship. So the thing is, weird shit is we had a first date after we got in a relationship, but if you think about it, she had took me to Kevin Hart's comedy show months before we even thought about dating. So we could have even considered that a first date. We could have considered the first time I went there, I had to hung out with her just by herself. But I just, like I said, dating is just so complicated now. You don't know what constitutes dating, like. Because technically dating is getting to know somebody. You know what I mean? Like, so.
And you're not tied to them either.
You're not tied to them. So that first date could be anything.
Communication is everything. Yeah, because a first date for you and a first date for them could mean two totally different things.
Yeah, that's the argument 2 years down the road when y'all playing one of them games at y'all game night.
So
yeah, where y'all set people up.
So question for you, Justin. Yeah. Going out to eat, is that a date for you or not?
Depends on who is with. I'll take you out to eat a lot.
That's a date.
Bisexual.
it's literally my go-to. It's my go-to first date.
It's lazy. If we can be honest, it's lazy.
It is lazy because, like I said, it's more about comfort for me. I'm a very outgoing person, but I also want both of us to feel comfortable. So a well-lit place to eat dinner is a perfect first date for me.
Sheets.
Is a date.
Is Sheets a date?
It's a nice ass sheet.
I don't see you bet. Nice, bro, they got couches and fireplaces.
Your food is MTO.
Made to order.
Made to order.
I worked at Sheets for a week and a half. You remember that?
Yeah, you was like a manager, right?
Yeah.
And Lulberg.
I was in Wake Forest, but yeah. Same thing. Yeah. And they made that shit to order for real.
Yeah.
It was a microwave. But, it was like, but yeah, it's definitely.
Sex on the first date.
I can't even remember the last time I had sex on the first date. Bitches have standards for some reason.
It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker, but I do judge you.
Why?
Why?
I don't judge her. I more so judge me.
Why?
It's like one of those things where I'm like, damn, I really fucked her the first time I met her.
How many other things that she did this with?
Exactly.
What is she thinking the same thing about you? It don't matter to you.
Exactly. I'm judging both of us. We both sorry, motherfuckers.
Not even I thought really you, sorry. You just told us the other episode. I like that whole shit.
I do like that whole
so
shit.
So what's the problem?
I'm going to do that whole shit that one time, probably.
Then you're going to love it.
Nah, probably not call it back.
You are so harsh.
I am.
It's not even fair, Justin.
So I mean, what do you think is an appropriate way to end the first
date? But you know what the crazy thing is? Like, we're at an age now where, like, sex on the first date shouldn't be a problem. It's just, I really can't remember the last time I
had. And I'll tell you why. You gonna tell you why it shouldn't be a problem? Because you gotta think. Imagine how long y'all were already probably communicating, and how long y'all probably, you know, may have seen each other in certain instances. Let's say those other times weren't dates, and now y'all really got dressed up, you know, went to Cheesecake Factory, caught a movie, left the movie and went to the frozen yogurt place and got some shit, and now she gotta take a shit, so she low-key invites you back to her crib, you know, drinking wine, candles lit, and then y'all fuck. Granted, y'all have hung out before this, but this was y'all first date. So now I'm kicking you a different perspective. Does that change?
No, it doesn't.
The narrative has changed.
You're right. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. It's me. Because once I fuck, especially the first time, I'm done. I'm just being very completely honest. I don't believe you, though.
So, no. This is,
why don't you?
Okay, so,
because you're an emotional being.
I am an emotional being.
And for him to be done means he can't be emotionally attached to them.
That's what I'm saying. If they don't emotionally attach to that first day, then
you don't know Justin like I do.
I don't think he wants to be emotional. I don't think he wants one person.
Justin genuinely likes all these women.
I can believe that too.
Don't say all these
women. Okay. All right. So what I'll say is I lived with him for quite some time. And even like when he's just meeting a female for the first time, you know, and he's on the phone, the nigga's a conversationalist. Like I used to want to call him sometimes when I'm at work, just because I know he about to give me good conversation. Like,
you know, like, you're a liar because I don't like talking on the phone.
I don't know.
It was a lot of nights I want to say, yo, what's for dinner, bro? And I couldn't. Like, by the time he get off the phone, we just got to hit Wendy's and call tonight. You know what I mean? Like,
no, we had to do that because it take you 4 hours to figure out where you want to eat.
I don't know, Justin. You might have he might have a point.
No, like
a talker.
I am a talker, but the thing is, I just wouldn't suggest even Adam.
Big speaker.
Yeah, but I don't have sex the first night because I know how I am. That's why I just thought about it. That's why I don't have sex the first night, because I know if I have sex that first night, my mind's gonna kick in and be like, yeah, this ain't the one for me. Like, it's just, and I leave, and I'm fucked up. Be honest with you, I need therapy. Like, I'm fucked up. Yeah, I'm being real.
What's the difference between night one and night 40?
That's the thing.
There ain't no difference. And so as soon as you get the box, that's your determining factor.
Nah, it's not. Nah, because y'all not gonna put me out like this.
I'm not gonna push you.
Fuck me. Hey, what you? but I don't know, like. Dating is just so weird in 2019, especially for somebody over the age of 30. I don't know what to do or say anymore. It's crazy, just to be honest with you.
It is definitely
I told you and Derek before, y'all lucked up, and
that's what I was about to say. God forbid this relationship don't work. That's it.
You gonna fuck me in.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night. 'Cause I'm gonna fuck this nigga.
But no, but y'all really did luck up because and the thing is, you also have years because you're what, 26, right?
Right.
When you hit 30 and you try to meet other people in your same age range, it's kind of fucking hard. Because for one,
they got kids.
They got
kids. Speaking of which,
yeah, like,
could you date someone with kids? I have.
I've dated women with kids, and it's just something I tried to do, but it's kind
of
hard to do.
It's a lot of pros, and it's. Might be just as many cons with
it's more, it's way more cons.
I'm shallow. I'm not
as you shouldn't, because you're gonna eat their snacks.
And that is one of the pros.
That's one of the pros. There's always something in the refrigerator,
and you're always gonna eat.
Always gonna eat. But the thing is,
fuck them kids.
Exactly.
Michael Jordan.
That's the point. Them kids are always gonna come first.
I'm not giving him $20 for his field trip. Fuck. He's just not going. He can go sit in the library at school while they go.
You remember that post?
Yeah, I remember that post. Like, why did she get upset because the nigga didn't want to give another kid $20?
But and my problem was the way she reacted. Like, wow, you could give my kid $20?
Well, why couldn't you give your kid $20? Exactly,
because he just told me today. Bitch, you take your ass to ATM?
It's a package deal, though.
It is a package deal.
And that's one of the cons.
And that's why I would never.
It's not a con.
That's exactly why I would never date a woman with a kid, because I don't want to take on any additional. The woman is already going to be an additional responsibility. Taking a woman and her kid or kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's so like.
The women I talk to with kids, they don't force the kid on you, and they don't force any of the responsibility.
But
they
don't. If you lose with her, that eventually is going to change.
And then you might start loving the kid.
Yeah, I get it.
And the thing you got to think about is they're scared for you to meet their kid because
100%.
Because they don't. Because if
the kid can't get attached,
they don't want the kid to get attached and you leave. You know what I mean? But like, so with you, Marion, so you've dated women with kids. What's the most you've dated with kids?
How many kids or how long?
How many kids?
One.
That's the most.
Yeah.
I had a girl with three.
You was babysitting.
I couldn't remember the words to the song really.
I can see you at the zoo now.
You got one on the leash, one on the backpack.
Yeah, exactly. One on the front too.
One on the front.
And you're really impatient too. I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have the patience. And then two, like I said, you would never be first in that woman's.
And I think the only curb for your patience is when you have your own kid.
Right.
You ain't gonna have no choice. But for you to get up and start having patience with somebody else's kids,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna be sitting in that living room like, man, fuck all this. Fuck all this.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like you said, pros and cons.
It's pros and it's cons. If you don't have patience, it's gonna be more cons than pros.
Yeah. So my thing is, one of the pros is you don't have to spend all your time with them. Because them kids come first.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about, oh my God, you don't spend no time with me. Bitch, you don't spend no time with me. Like, you know what I mean? So, that's a pro.
That's your out.
That's my out.
That's your out.
Like, damn, the game on tonight.
That might be the only pro, though.
That's his out.
It might be the only pro.
But it's a very strong pro.
But no, but the thing is,
it's more pros.
It's a pro. Because that's a loving woman.
See, what I ran into, and I really felt like this, like, she started looking at me as her child. Like, oh, did my son eat? Did you eat? Oh, I did this, I did that. Do I need to do this for you? Do I need to lay your clothes out and stuff like that? I'm grown. I can do all that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. It's definitely a lie.
Let's say
we're to the age, Justin, where
they're
about unicorns. Kids, the women with no kids, our age, they very rare.
So, like, I feel like women with no kids, y'all age,
are the thick dyke joints.
No, yeah, they what I was about to say, they like 2 years ago, they was dykes.
Yeah, like,
and then they went to a World Overcomers church service. And like flip the script.
Oh man.
And they came back with a ponytail and said they want a family. I feel like that's all that's left.
I don't like women's no more.
And they so big.
Yeah.
They still got that purple dick in the closet though.
They wear it.
Wow.
Terrible. I know them Jay get one of them. They gonna use it.
What's wrong with you?
This so, will be our last. Yeah,
right. So let's say dating with kids. So like, do you feel like somebody with kids needs to date somebody else with kids?
That ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
Why not? Oh, God. I know women with kids that will not date other men with kids.
Why though? That's like such hypocrisy. It's crazy.
It is a hell of a double standard. It is. They feel like you can't give them the attention they need because you're dealing with the baby mama and the kid.
Bitch, you a baby mama.
I didn't make
Chad the rules. A baby mama. Have you seen his titties? Anyway, I'm sorry. But,
what I'm saying is, like, that's crazy. I know it's a double standard. So, people that think know it's a double standard. That's insanity. That's how they feel, though.
Y'all don't think that's insanity? So you're telling me you will only deal with me because I don't have kids? Yep. Fuck you. I don't want to deal with you because you have kids. I'm not and saying you know that because I will mean? Probably deal with a woman with kids.
You
know what that means? Yeah.
You discriminating against women with kids.
You're discriminating.
That's, yeah, not, well, whatever. That's not how the world works.
If it's up to me, they're going to have to call Tyler Perry and try to get like funding from that little single mother.
Single mother's
association, whatever the fuck they got going on.
I don't get it, bro. And do you think it's harder for men or women that's dating the other opposite sex with kids?
I mean, it's harder for men. It's way harder for men. A single parent man, he'll never get a, like, it'll take a stroke of God for him to get a woman. Because women are not dating men with kids.
Because they're going to be a baby mama sooner or later.
And I don't want a baby mama. Deal with the baby mama. They don't want to have to blah, 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 X, Y, Z.
If you have my kid, you're just going to have to shut the fuck up and stay.
Speaking of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of kids. So I heard a story this week where a kid, one, punched a teacher in the gut. Like, gut shattered her. Nigga was running down the whole hallway like, you know, he bust a little trophy case, threw the trophies around, took all the plaques off the wall and tossed them. Went in the assistant principal office, thrashed the office, and then like they nigga had to leave in handcuffs is what it boiled down
to. What grade was he in?
I think the sixth grade. Now, here's the kicker. Apparently, you know, the little nigga probably got like an IEP or some shit, whatever the fuck they call it.
What they mean, like
right?
Is it IEP class? Or IED?
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Yeah, I know a bitch with an IED.
UTI.
She got some bomb pussy. Yeah. but little nigga got IEP. He got some kind of 80. I don't know.
Emotional disability.
So yeah, he has a emotional disorder, and rumor has it that because of his emotional disorder, they will see it as a manifestation of this disorder, and he gets a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, they just keep slapping them.
That is wrong with kids.
Yes, that, and it's because you're not disciplining your fucking kids.
Don't get whoopings no more.
Right. And
go in the corner, little Timmy.
Man, look, I got my ass whooped something serious. He was black. Wow.
Oh, he got slapped on the wrist. Oh, well, let that man rock then. Tell more of the school up.
You know what's crazy? This might sound weird. I don't think all these IUDs, whatever you just call them shits,
UTI,
are real.
Yeah, like
ADHD ain't real.
Yeah, I did.
It's because you don't know how to control your fucking kids. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, because that can definitely damage a child. But they didn't baby him the way they do now, like they did when we were in school.
Man, my mama came to the school and told my fifth grade teacher, if he act up, you know what to do.
Right.
I said, what in the world going on here? Because she knew my mama for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. Get in the class, if he act up, you know what to do.
Nigga, my mama was a teacher at one of the schools straight I went up. To. And she can pluck my ass out class so quick.
I don't see anybody.
Shut your ass up. Nah, but for real.
Nah, like.
Growing up, when my mom said, I'm telling your dad.
Hey, yeah, that meant something.
That meant something.
Man. I'm in bed by 4:30, nigga. Like
PM off the bus.
Can't sleep. Shaking in my boots. Around 7:30, he was a motorcycle cop. I hear a motorcycle pull up. I'm like, shit. You know, the whole time I'm at this point, I'm tucked away in the corner just trying to hide. Light snore, so he think I'm fast. Light cut on. And my ass is grass, buddy. Mm-hmm. Toe up from the flow up.
So your dad was the disciplinarian or both?
Yeah, but when my dad whooped me, I did something. And he probably whooped me maybe 3, maybe 4 times in life.
Yeah.
And then that's when I did something.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, other than that, my mom just slapped 5 out of me.
That's it. So your mom was a disciplinarian.
Yeah. Yeah. If my daddy ever put hands on us, oh, yeah, we had to do something, like, extreme.
And my dad never... Like, this is like, so I was pretty much raised by my mom, my grandparents, and my mom was the whooper. My grandparents scared the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? My granddad, you met my granddad. If he said something, I cried. You know what I mean? Like, he'd just be like, give me a goddamn hammer. And I'm these kids are baby to the point. It's just sad. Like, kids getting participation trophies.
That is the worst thing possible. Oh, you did it. So good job. No, nigga, you failed.
Like, we just heard about a kid who destroyed half of fucking school. And they're like, it's a
manifestation of what?
I knew the word. I was just shocked that they called it.
Yeah.
Like, my mom would have manifested an ass whooping something serious
in
the
school in front of
people. Facts.
Like one time, I failed a grade, right? I failed 7th grade. And I didn't get a whooping for failing a grade. When I failed 7th grade, I was in the second 7th grade. I had a teacher call my mom and say, come out. The teacher's like, I'm going to call your mom. I'm like, do it. So what? What you going to do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was an asshole. She called my mom and said, he said, I don't have a mom. I don't care if you call. Mm-hmm. Listen. My mom got a 2x4, cuz, and beat the shit out of me. It was my last known whooping. Like, I was like 13 years old. Hurt like shit. You hear me? That's the shit we grew up like. That it's child abuse. Like you
it
know.
It is.
It's needed.
It necessary.
It's necessary. These kids are fucked up, and they're fucked up because of the parents. It is because of the
people. Give me your phone.
It's the parents that are our age. Or around our age now.
With 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Kids having kids.
Their kids having kids. And they're trying to treat their kids like... They're trying to treat them like friends. And they don't want them to go through what they went through.
Yeah.
Now, these kids are fucked up. And
these are little niggas shooting them schools.
100%.
This nigga literally destroyed half a little school and got it, and they call him a manifestation.
Yeah.
The devil. Diablo.
I know you fucking lying.
I know you fucking lying. That's, man, look, this is
wild. The conversation wouldn't have been, oh, such and such, MJ messed up this. Like, MJ, I'm on the way.
Right. I left on a stretcher, I'm sure.
Easily.
I'm sure of it. Nigga, in the 7th grade, I ran from my dad at the school when they called him and told him to come pick me up.
Mm. I don't want to go home.
Man. Like I said, my little brother is a disciplinarian. He has 3 kids. His oldest just started school. They told him some shit. What they told his mama told her mama. The mama told my brother. My brother went down there. He cussed the mama out. She's getting this from y'all house, not from here. You know what I mean? He's a disciplinarian. He was just like, whoever got a problem with it, come see me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is. Like, these kids really don't get the discipline they need or deserve now because the world's soft. You can't say nothing. You can't do nothing. If you do anything, it's...
You going to jail, man.
You going to jail. Or you're frowned upon.
I got one for you. So let's combine the previous topic with this one. You date a woman with kids? Did she ever let you discipline her kids?
I'm not disciplining her kids.
Why not?
I'm out to fight their daddy. Okay. I know personally, if somebody beat my motherfucking kids, I'm gonna beat your ass too. That's just how I look at it. Like, nigga in my hood, no bullshit. I grew up with. But I will grow up both of these niggas. One of the niggas disciplined the other nigga kid.
Went and killed him, didn't he?
Nah, he smacked him in the mouth with a 9. Brain got no teeth now. Nope. No cap.
Justified.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. That's justified. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't discipline my kids. The mama can discipline them. If, let's say them kids do some shit, I'm going to go to their mama. Look, this little motherfucker fucking with me. Do something about it. You know what I mean? Before I do.
So I got to spin on that question. Do you want to meet the significant other of your baby mama? Especially if the child lives with the baby mama. Yeah,
got to.
I don't.
I want my kid. I want to know who my kid is.
Yeah, you got to know who they around. So you mean to tell me that, say, you got a kid by another woman, she goes and gets in a whole nother relationship, whatever the case may be. You never seen this nigga, don't know this nigga, you don't know who your kid is around?
You know what? Yes, you're right. I don't want to meet the nigga because for this simple reason, I would hope that my baby mother had enough fucking sense to make sure that she is bringing a qualified nigga around our child.
Well, the thing is,
I'm entrusting my ex or my baby mother, whatever she is, with just that little bit. Make sure our child is in good hands. So if you want to date a ain't shit nigga that's going to fuck our kid, that doesn't speak to me. Now, I'm not saying like...
Oh, I was about to say, wow, you went straight to molestation.
Damn. You know what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yeah. I get it.
But,
yeah.
But that's where I'm at with it. So I don't want to meet the nigga because chances are I'm not going to like him. I'm going to fuck him up.
But
like,
you got to check and double check, though.
But here, yeah, and plus, she left your fat ass. So, I mean, does that mean she got better standards now? Or did she realize you want shit? That's what I'm saying. You got to think about it in that perspective. Yeah. You're pretty much hoping she chose better after you. That's what you're pretty much saying?
I mean, it ain't no better.
What's higher than
them? But you get what I'm saying though. Like you're because at this point y'all are not together because of something.
I'm just saying with a mother's love for a child, it should be her initial responsibility to make sure that the nigga she is now going to be in a relationship with is okay around her child.
I know some women that are chasing a man.
They rather and don't give a fuck about how
about the kid.
That's what I'm about to say. That's where you see a lot of shit right now. Where,
and this is why you got UTI boy tearing the school up, right. Whatever his name is.
I bet his mama got off her 12-hour shift at the hospital and went home to suck a dick. And that's why he acted up in school. Cause she ain't worried about going home and making breakfast for this little motherfucker, making sure his homework.
Think about it. That's how Jody got beat up outside by the little kids. And what's the dude's name? Cooking eggs in the
Melvin.
Yeah, Melvin. And she worried about Melvin. Well, Jody outside.
Jody
beat
was
up.
25 too, so Jody should have handled his own business.
Like,
but she babied him growing up.
Yeah, though. That's why he was a child still.
But yeah, like that's the thing, bro. Like a lot of these. Especially these younger women that are mothers, they're so pressed on meeting a man because they're so tired of being a mother. I know that sounds so fucked up, but they just rather do that. And like I said, that's why you see this little kid. Not saying all of them, some of them. This little kid fucking up the school is because she sucking dick. Like,
and I feel like that nigga.
They probably sucked the best dick.
I'm sure there's
too.
No father
like,
figure.
Single mother sucked the best dick on game. Anyway.
Men, be a father to your kids.
Please be a father to your kids. Like, you know.
That's what it boils down to, man.
Yeah. There's
masculinity missing from the household.
I was in church Wednesday. The youth church. And dude said, it's too... families are being momified. So kids go to their mother, and you know, mother's love and father's love are different. So a mother be like, yeah, baby, you can do it next time. And the father gonna be like, no, blah, blah. Like, it's the tough love that's missing in the house. So now you got PED dude tearing the school up because his daddy ain't at home. Because she doing what, Justin?
Sucking dick.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, single mother sucked the best dick. That's the status.
Reiterate it.
Yeah. But no, like, that's why I'm glad I did have my grandfather around, because...
That's what's wrong. And then y'all want to tell me these little niggas is born gay. No, they ain't born gay.
They just been around a woman. They
they live what they learn. The father is missing from the house, so all they got is a... They got they sister, they mother, and they granny in the same house.
Aunties.
All of them wearing drawers on heels. Guess what this little nigga gonna do? wear drawers and heels. You live what you learn, or learn what you live, whatever the fuck. You learn behavior. Yeah. Y'all know the fuck I'm talking about.
Episode 30, this is it.
I think we got way off topic.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about we were talking about disciplining kids. Yeah. And single mother sucking the best dick.
That was just extra.
Nice. This is true.
All right, 2018.
I'm going baby on baby.
This is we don't have our expert in the building.
Who? Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is the SCD
expert. He's the expert. 2018.
Derek been burnt.
Not Derek, look, burnt.
That too.
Yeah, he.
You called him a tar baby the other week. Last week.
It was last week.
Yeah.
Racial epithet right there.
Black Friday.
2018 was a record for STDs, reported cases.
Yeah.
Was that all STDs, or was it just like
kind of STDs? No. It was certain kind of STDs. I want to say syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia.
The three common STDs.
So
they left the fourth one out.
So granted.
What was that?
Yeah.
Children
are STDs?
That's what my gym teacher told me.
Your gym teacher is a fucking idiot.
Maybe. Yeah. He was a white man.
He was white.
I knew that. Dummy. syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia, right? Reported over 2.4 new cases, 2.4 million new cases last year.
Did it break it down between race and ethnicity?
Well, I didn't get that far in the article because I started getting weirded out by the shit. Mm-hmm. Reading shit like that makes you nervous. You know what I mean? But the highest one was syphilis.
You can get rid of syphilis?
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like that's the thought process of these niggas. I get rid of this?
That was me wanting to know because I didn't know. But like, honestly. Yeah,
the only thing you can't get rid of is
herpes and AIDS.
And I don't think AIDS
is real. Magic Johnson.
AIDS ain't real.
He got HIV.
He ain't got nothing.
He might not, but like I've said before, most people who have HIV that turns into AIDS and dies because they don't have the money necessary to pay for the medication to keep them alive. Magic Johnson, very rich, boom, he's good to go. But you're right, because a lot of niggas don't use condoms anymore. They're the age now where they out here, slanging. and women too, they just rather have raw dick. Single mothers love raw dick.
Obviously.
But no, that was some serious shit. Like, you're right. I think a lot of men just like, I can get rid of it. I can go to the clinic. It'd
be fine. How long does it take gonorrhea to clear up?
A week.
Yeah. You tell an ignorant nigga that shit. Yes, you can get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it's only a week. Yeah.
Real big speaker.
Yeah. It's a free clinic in Caswell County right now. You walk in there and get what you need and leave.
That's every county.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So how do we think the Center of Disease Control, the CDC, they're trying to figure out ways to cure this shit. Not cure this shit, but to lessen that fucking number. I don't think
because that 2.4, I bet there's so many repeat offenders in there.
And there's probably so many unreported cases as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, some niggas get burnt and don't even know it.
Oh, they know.
So, I think it's chlamydia that niggas won't even know they have chlamydia unless the woman tells them.
Right. HPV.
Right. Mm-hmm. So imagine how many niggas out here just walking around thinking they all gravy.
They go get secondary tested.
If I ever see a nigga drop weight rapidly.
He got the HIV.
House
of Virginia.
Yeah, they said when you have HIV, it look like you got dandruff too. Dry scalp.
Man, go ahead. Y'all niggas is funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. They didn't talk about, like, the deadly, though. Like, the herpes and the HIV. I didn't...
Herpes not deadly, though. Unsightly. No, it's unsightly, but it's not deadly.
It is deadly.
I've done
research. You want me to tell you why it's deadly?
Why?
Do you know that about 1% of the number of suicides is as a result of people having herpes?
Because they...
I just made that number up. It, it sounded good. Yeah. No, but I'm saying it's deadly because you can't get rid of this shit. Right. A lot of people can't live with the fact that they have a permanent STD for the rest of their living life.
That
kills you.
I'm not discounting that at all, but like... If they would just, like, talk to the people when they go. Because, like I said, if you educate yourself, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing is, just to be honest, somebody told me they had it. And so I went and got tested just in case I didn't have it.
Went back and ate it.
But the thing is, it made me do research on it. And a lot of people who have herpes, they never see any symptom of herpes ever. Ever.
Reading on it, you can limit the outbreaks you have. And it's all in your diet. If you don't drink and you don't smoke and you eat healthy, you might see it every once, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
If ever.
People have kids.
And you can only get it on the outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So if they never, there's people out here that have it and they probably don't know they got it.
They say, like, real shit, 1 in 4 people have it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Somebody, Bentley got it.
Called me. Yeah, nah, but that shit ain't scary though. Is that
it,
not?
It's
scary.
Especially
for y'all single niggas.
Huh?
I said, especially for y'all single niggas, like single people.
Right.
Knowing these numbers out there, like, knowing, like, Eastern North Carolina is...
the hotbed?
It is the highest part, like, the highest STD rate, right, as far as region in this state.
Mm-hmm. Like, where we went to school at.
Right, like, yeah. Like, 1 in every 2 AIDS. Niggas out there got AIDS. Like, yeah.
It ain't that high, but it's a high number. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
you ever been to the infirmary? That bitch, that lobby be full. You hear me? That lobby be thick.
What you doing in here, bro?
I'm online. I'm gonna just go ahead and let you know that, so you don't think I got nothing. So you don't think I'm in here for the clap.
I'm in here trying to get their bag of condoms. That's the last time I used one.
That's
real big speaker.
No, man. But I seen some funny shit. So Johnson & Johnson, the baby oil niggas.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson got to pay up $8 billion. $8 billion. And I'm reading the story. They're paying out $8 billion to a nigga that took some psychotic medication. Right? Some kind of medicine that Johnson & Johnson decided they were qualified to make. And he grew a set of titties.
Go get your money, player.
Now I started looking at my medical records.
Is this Magic Johnson Jr.?
No.
Oh,
but he need to look it up too. Like,
I see him with a halter top on.
they said Magic Johnson's son went to Central.
Nah, ain't no way.
No, I think I heard that too.
Yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously though. He tried to get him as far away as possible. Huh? Like, damn.
Yeah, he sent him to the wrong hood.
they got a fashion program, so actually that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
he'd have got plucked off in Durham, I'm sure.
Plucked off, you mean like dead or?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. Yeah, these Durham gays aggressive.
One of them told you was thick. You was like, you see it?
Yo,
you ain't fly arguing no more.
You see me now. you just gotta just fuck it, bro. Like,
fuck it. Hey.
Oh man, that shit is hilarious.
Well, y'all crazy.
Okay. I got one to a final topic for us to take it out on. Right, you're in a relationship. What would you be more upset at and why? And I want to start with MJ on this. You're in a relationship, MJ. Your woman cheats with the same nigga 3 times. Or she cheated on you 3 times with 3 different niggas. Which one would you be more upset at and why?
The one nigga 3 times. Because I feel like she really liked this nigga. And it's something that I'm lacking that she keeps running back to. And not just sex per se. She might like his company or whatever the case may be. And then it happens. So 3 times in a... Nah. That's
like temptation.
Yeah, that's your girlfriend now, B.
Damn. But also you gotta look at it like this. She fucked 3 different niggas. She a hoe.
Probably.
Yeah. So it's like, can you really determine which one's worse?
Yeah, you can't. But what I would...
I get what you're saying, because it's a little bit more of an emotional connection, right? Yeah. Exactly what we were talking about last week, emotional connections.
Yeah.
Cheating is like, when it comes to emotional connections, it's like, yeah, like once, like Tyler Perry's confession, whatever, when the bitch got AIDS, like, she got her like...
She liked that nigga.
She liked that nigga like a lot. But yeah, like, I get what MJ's saying. Like, I think the emotional connection is a lot worse. I really do. That's just my opinion. Because 3 times with the same nigga, like 3 times with 3 different niggas, she just out here just getting a rock. So 3 times with the same nigga is like, she like him. She want him. She probably leave him. Leave me for him.
Yeah.
And then get left by him. But you know what I'm saying?
Ask me. Can you ask me the question?
Yeah, which ones were?
Yes.
They both did. Yes.
Everybody must go.
First degree.
Yeah. First degree?
Yeah.
Premeditated.
Give me 3 life sentences. Put me in solid
sentence. Who the third life sentence? Like, cause that's three people dead. Whoever else there?
Yeah.
The baby.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's wild.
All right, another question for you.
Nah. For bitch to get money.
Yeah. How many times would you attempt having sex with your significant other before you've said fuck it?
Once. When she said no, I'm jacking on her back.
Once. That's right.
Technically.
Yeah, Antonio Brown, yeah.
But yeah, I'm at once. I can't. I'm not about to keep trying.
Especially if you're my significant other. Fuck you. Like, you...
Slut.
Yeah, whore.
I say 3. You know, females like consistency, man. They sometimes you gotta think...
He about to get in the rape.
No. Yeah, but sometimes you gotta think, though. It's like...
I don't even know how to hold
Like, so, I mean, it could be the female wanting to feel wanted, and you asking multiple times, it probably gives them a sense of that feeling. 3 times I ask, and you say no, it's like, all right, it's cool. Ain't a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What Garnett say? Beat his meat, lose his seat?
Or beat his meat with his feet.
Yeah, bad man.
Yeah.
He can do that. Well, yeah, like, I'm going to leave you alone, and I'm not going to try again.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel unwanted when she says no?
It sucks. I don't necessarily feel unwanted.
Not you, like you're, I'm just saying, as a man, you don't think that
it is damaged. Like,
it damages egos.
Yes, yes.
My nigga already little. You gonna tell me no? You the only one who gonna fuck me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, now you want to say no? Like, I'm
hurt. It can be damaging.
Yeah, it's very damaging.
Men are egotistical. That's, you tell a man no, that's taking a stab at.
But 3 times, how can you handle 3 no's? I can barely handle 1.
That's like the 90 standard of rape, right? Like 3 no's equals a yes or some shit like that. I read that somewhere. Yeah, bro. Like,
you read that in the book of how to go to jail.
Right.
How to get locked up.
Yeah. For dummies.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
You watch SVU.
1.
Y'all wild.
So, you say 1. I mean, how soon before you ask again, or you don't ask again until y'all... You
probably ask every day.
No, I'm telling you, I'm jacking on the bike, going to sleep, try again tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah. New day means, like...
You ain't...
New day, the count start over.
Yeah, because once I bust that in, I'm sleeping.
Post nut clarity.
Yeah, but I didn't want her in the first place. I didn't even want her in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, that's just my opinion. Like, but I mean,
I'll ask every day.
Like, I saw a post like the other week where it was like, is forcing your partner to have sex as you rape? And, you know, of course, women were very aggressive about it. Like, yes, that's rape. But I haven't been married before, but is sex not in the vows and shit?
That's what they say.
Yeah, you're supposed to please your man.
Let's save that topic for another episode, because we could talk about that shit for half an hour.
Yeah,
that could be a whole episode.
Yeah, a whole episode. Yeah,
because there's a lot of angles you could take. That, yeah, you could take on that. But yeah,
we got
8 a.m. No, it's 4:17 a.m. I feel like 8 a.m.
I gotta go watch Power and
you gotta do a recap,
and I gotta do my recap, and then I also, like I said, I went and got drunk. I'm horny, so I got to do some shit to myself on the way home. So, I'll holler at y'all.
Y'all little dog in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, no, nah, that wasn't it to you.
Don't touch the dog, bro.
Yeah,
the dog coming upstairs.
Yeah, anyway. But now, I appreciate episode 30. My God, we've been here for a long fucking time. That's 7.5 months.
Yeah. We got shirts.
We got shirts. Shot glasses.
We're pushing close to 7,000 all-time listens. I mean,
man.
Share this, y'all.
Please. And like, I can't wait till we on the same platform as Expert. What's that boy's name?
Expeditiously Podcast.
Yeah, fuck T.I. I see right here.
What he do to you?
The trap.
Yeah, that. You see what he said damaged his legacy?
And ATL?
T.I. said, him signing or co-signing Iggy Azalea damaged his legacy.
That's what damaged his legacy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, nigga, you did all this other shit. You cheated on your lady. You got several. You got two felonies or three.
Eight.
Drugs, guns, all that bullshit. But signing Iggy Azalea is what damaged your legacy.
I heard her say blah 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 on that song for real.
And that's fine. She can say that.
Have you seen her?
I seen her.
Naked.
Yeah, she was about to sue Instagram or something the other day.
But what damaged it was that little piggly bitch he got. That's what damaged
her. Oh, we gotta go. See, yeah, that was Justin.
I beat T.I. He 5'6", 140 pounds.
Cody Richardson.
Yeah.
He ain't been the same since Urban Legend. Y'all have a good night.